You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This episode contains explicit language. Ryan Olson is a member of the band Polisa. Though he doesn't perform with them live, he put the band together, produces the songs, and co-writes them. I interviewed Ryan in his bedroom studio in Minneapolis. Coming up, he breaks down the song Smug from their 2013 album Shulamit. He also talks about two pieces of equipment that have helped shape the sound of Polisa, and how he was introduced to one of them by Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, and to the other by DJ Shadow.
My name's Ryan Olson, and I produce Polisa. The rest of the band is Chris Bearden on bass, and then two drummers, Ben Avascu and Drew Christofferson. Vocals is Chani Lena. I had a project called Gangs that I recruited like 25 people I knew to play soft rock, basically, and Chani was one of them. We played shows together with other bands or whatever, knew each other in that way, but she asked me to do something. You know, I had already been doing like five other projects I was working on at the time. I wasn't really trying to start new bands. I'm always trying to start new bands. That's like the funnest thing to do, is just start a band. And said, all right, we need to get Ben and Drew on drums. Chris Bearden was over here playing bass on another project that I was working on. It's like, you want to try playing on this? And he just slayed it, and I was like, this might be an actual band. Because normally if I have someone come over to record at my house, I'm not trying to make a band for you or whatever. I'm just want to just make studio stuff. But after we got done tracking, I was just like, I might have to ask you to play this live. We might have to actually do this a little bit. I didn't know how much they were going to have to actually go out and do it. Smug is a rare one where we're actually, and Chani and I were up here actually writing. This is a song she had from a long time ago, I believe. I'm not really sure. So she had like a keyboard part and like the vocal, how she wanted the song to go, basically. She started playing a synth, and I processed the synth as she was playing it. I messed around with arpeggios and stuff on it while she was playing it live. There's two synth parts in here, and they're both from the same take of Chani playing the keyboards. They're just both treated differently. One I made as an arpeggiated thing. And then the other one is just more ambient-y. This is all soft synthy, just horrible things. After she played it, I wanted to work with it in that way, I guess. I didn't have a grand plan for it at all. It was just like hanging out up here, getting drunk, and playing around on keyboards. I just like made a boom bap. A really basic thing, and then the shaker part, actually I ended up running that patch. This is an 808 Ableton thing, and then I ran it through like my Pioneer EFX 1000, which is what I use to process almost everything. Yeah, we have like three of them in the band. All the pickups and smears and stuff that are happening are from the Pioneer. I don't program it because that would be super boring and not as fun and not as fast. For this thing, it's just kind of loose, weird digital dub scene, you know? And that stuff's best just like played out. I just think this is like one of the best delay pedals around. It's like one of the first pieces of gear I bought, like as far as I started doing electronic stuff in like 2000. I found it watching DJ Shadow play once. He was playing with the old EFX 500 and just the kind of stuff he was doing. I remember having this insane view of watching how he was doing his shit, and that pedal was kind of blowing my mind. I was like, how, that is insane. It's unlike any other delay pedal. I mean, it looks like a horrible DJ tool, and it is for the most part, but when it's taken out of a DJ context, it's a really fun delay pedal. I go to it often for most everything, though. I guess I think in processing with the Pioneer. Yeah, it's definitely a big player in how I process music, literally and mentally. We recorded the vocals and the bass and the drums all at April Bass, Justin Vernon's studio in Wisconsin. The studio's called April Bass. We have these dividers in there so we could play, have both the drummers play at the same time. It's a really percussive band. The drummers took that beat and broke it up. Strokes on the hi-hats, so it's just the same. They're both playing the beat together. The only other instrument, you know, melodic instrument is the bass. Bass is a major player in what the hell's happening, you know, so Chris gets to craft the songs just as much as we do anybody else, really. Chris is just, he's insanely talented in general, but his bass playing, he's got such a groove, and he's just such a smart musician. If we're gonna have one stringed instrument, it's definitely who I'd want. His pocket is so perfect for it, and his like just sensibility in general. When we first started recording Gangs, Justin Vernon laid down a part that is the first thing he did. It was just this song, Last Prominent Earth. He like does a super like Bone Thugs and Harmony vibe thing that's all auto-tuned. And I was just like, fuck, I don't want to do this, I don't think. I just didn't want to be utilizing autotune at the time, but Justin kind of changed my grip. He crushes it, first off, so that helps. It's a pretty good sales pitch to anyone to keep playing with that pedal, so. The Helicon, TC Helicon Voice Live pedal, she was using it for Gangs on tour and then has had fun. You know, the idea of just having a weird processed voice is otherworldly. I think she was just really drawn to that as a new tool to like play with. It has had a lot of depth to like what Janie can do or how she thinks about how her parts work, you know, just using the harmonies and just different textures that she can add to her voice has helped her, I think, in songwriting. And we were just having way too much fun with it. Usually I try to follow the fun compass as much as possible. It's been the divining rod for everything. Just like, what is exciting for us right now, you know?
And now, here's Smug by Palisa.
Thank you.
Visit songexploder.net to find links to Palisa and their music. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Rishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. Radiotopia.